Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, nice to meet you. I'm excited to dive in. Feel free if you want to I don't really care what you ask. You can ask me anything.
Cool. That's cool. So, could you just introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Benjamin Jenks. I what what's the short version? I'm kind of moving into some new things a little bit, but and you don't have to write about that, I guess, but I would classify myself as a video artist, an explorer, and a coach. And I want to help kind of creative or introverted people kind of like move along the process towards living the best life that they could for themselves. As I go along, I'm always thinking, how can I teach stuff behind me to people? I used to be the director of this school for troubled kids. So it's like what I learned at that school was experiential learning. So I kind of took those lessons from kind of just like living out in the woods for years, and helping these like root kids who were pretty tough off. I took those lessons and kind of applied them to myself, which is partially why I got into traveling. And hitchhiking especially. So I felt like that would be a good learning experience.
What are you doing now?
I freelance write and I coach on my blog through Adventure Sauce.
Yeah.
So I write all sorts of articles online, mostly dating advice. Somehow I kind of got into that line, but for other people I'll write articles. And then for my own, I'll help people through my website, whether they're helped a guy who was kind of like making a transition in his life. He was moving. He was into traveling. He wanted to travel at some point. He was figuring out how to set up the foundational blocks, I guess you could say. Another one was just shy, wanted to get better with women and in other parts of his life too, his school and things like that. So those are a couple examples.
So, I got the impression that the experience you got came from traveling. So I wanted to ask, what was the first time you thought about traveling on your own? So when was the first time the idea came into your head and
When I read that question, I thought of this moment when I was a little boy and my grandmother. I was in New York and she had this book. She was into reading, and she had all these guidebooks. And I picked up one. I don't remember where it was. And I was looking through it, and I saw this topless girl. So I'm thinking maybe that was the first time that I was inspired to travel. But my nana actually, when I was a kid in middle school, she took me to Portugal, just her and I. And I was so young and with the camera that it really, I think that kind of set the tone for travel, or planted the seed for travel, if that answers your question.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And in which moment did you decide to actually do it? So, because I think many people think, yeah, I should travel and so, but when was the moment you decided to do it?
That hitchhiking adventure trip. So I'd always wanted to travel around the world, and I don't remember the exact moment, but I know it was a process of going from like, okay, I want to travel around the world, but I'm working at this school. Okay, years go by, and it kind of grows a little bit from, okay, I want to travel around the USA first and just see a bunch of old friends. And then I'd always wanted to just be like Jack Kerouac and be free. So that kind of came into the picture. And then I was just thinking, well, where am I going in my career? And kind of the whole blogging thing started zooming along. And I'm like, oh, that seems interesting. I could dive into that. So that came in as well. And then I decided to leave the school that I worked at. And so that was really the moment, I guess, where I was like, okay, this is really going to happen. All of these, it was like 6 years, I guess, from college to that point of waiting. So I was ready to go.
And did you just dive in, or were you planning everything ahead?
I had kind of, I'd already saved the money. So the money was all, or like the money that I needed. I had a house. I owned a house in this town, so I had to deal with that. So that took some time to rent it out. And that gave me a few months to kind of get everything situated, I guess you could say. And then I zoomed off. I did some practice, which might be helpful for you if you wanted to hitchhike, or I don't know if that was the reason that you wanted this, but just doing some practice hitchhiking travels ahead of time to kind of like test it out and see what kind of gear that I would need when I was just off.
What is one of the big lessons you got from the beginning, so from your first few trips?
I would say test it out. Like if someone was reading this and they wanted to go hitchhiking, I think I get a lot of people who want to go hitchhike around the USA, which sounds really cool. I would say hitchhike to the next town first, you know, for a day, and then come back, test it out, just see what it's like. I am the sort of guy who will like jump into something and then only later realize. So doing my preparations, which took a lot of like willpower, I realized like my shoes were horrible, my sleeping bag was bad, you know, and so I was able to get some of these things that would have kind of been more of a hassle had I got them later on.
What was different when you were hitchhiking than you expected it to be?
Yeah, I think I expected it to be either like a lot cooler, like always cool times, you know, or like really more horrible stuff to happen, you know. I think it was kind of more in the middle of, there were some really great times, you know, and some really great stories, but there was also a lot of just kind of normal times, you know. And then there wasn't, you know, I obviously had some, like, my brain could imagine some horrible scenarios, so I was happy none of those things happened.
Okay, that's good. I mean,
yeah,
everything can happen, yeah. If you meet somebody and you want to tell him the best story about your trips,
yeah,
what would be the best story you have to give to someone?
I don't know if it's the best story, but the one that I'm thinking about is after that first year, I went back to Michigan, spent a year and a half kind of figuring some things out, went on another trip, and then hitchhiked across the USA again with my girlfriend that time.
Okay.
And this story starts in New Orleans. And it starts like any good story. We were like down, you know. It was like New Orleans is the type of city that just has a lot of bad areas. And it's on a peninsula kind of, so there's a lake all around it and there's two bridges and it's just hard to get in and out of this city. So we're inside of it and we're trying to hitchhike out of it and it's taking all day and we're just in the worst neighborhoods in a town that has lots of bad neighborhoods. So it's just pretty dangerous and we're just feeling pretty bad. We're near the end. There's like a big bridge we need to get across, or we're kind of in the hood as the sun's going down. That's kind of the setting of the on-ramp. Me and my girlfriend were just like, gosh, what are we going to do if we, like, there's a crappy hotel where the guy who dropped us off there said they were like, you know, like drug runners and prostitutes and all sorts of crazy stuff. So we're like, we got to get out of here. And fortunately, like, this little Toyota truck just pulls over and this guy with just a huge mullet puts our stuff in the back and we hop in and he's just, it's one of those amazing times, you know, you go from like down to up, which does happen in hitchhiking. It's weird how that happens. I think it also partially has to do with your emotions, you know, you're so down and then anything is just so great.
Yeah.
But so we're zooming across the bridge with this guy. And he's just telling us, you know, he's one of these like Southern French Cajun New Orleans people. He doesn't live in New Orleans. He like lives out on the bayou, over top of the bayou, on this camp, as he calls it, that he built himself. And he bought like a cheap piece of property and just built up his little place. And so we zoom there and we're checking out the spot and it's all how do I describe it a little bit? I mean, it's just weirdly decorated, right? There's a sword and an axe on the wall. There's a big American flag. It's your classic small town American guy. The guy is such like, you know, he's just like a fun guy to hang out with. And so we're just kind of hanging out with him. We're having beers. We're like kind of partying a little bit with him and kind of celebrating. Maybe it's the end of his work day. So he's kind of showing us around and he's loving the audience too, that I have my camera just on him, you know, and just asking him all these stories. And he gets to just spill out his tales, you know, and he's got some good ones. He like swims with alligators every night just for fun. You know, he just swims and he feeds them and it's just like a part of his life. And his boat, he was trying to take us on his boat to go crabbing and get crab traps and these things out in the bayou, but his boat's broken, you know, that night. We're shooting guns into the bayou, you know, just kind of like, that's the kind of scene. So that's, we slept in his bed too. He had a big bed, and I mean, it was just a one room place. So I thought, I like those kind of things. So I'm just like, hey, what if we just sleep on this side and you sleep on this side? You know, he's like, yeah, sure. That's cool. So yeah, so that was pretty funny. He kept to his side too. So that was
okay, good.
Nice. Yeah. Those kind of experiences I feel like are pretty tough to find, you know, if you're not hitchhiking or really kind of going out of the way. So that's one thing I like about hitchhiking. Is that you can kind of get into these people's worlds and have these experiences that are pretty tough if you're hostile.
Do you like traveling together with other people more, or are you more sometimes the guy who wants to be on his own?
I like them both equally, I would say. Maybe a little bit. I mean, if I choose the right partners, you know, which I don't think I would travel with anyone who wouldn't be a good partner anymore. Because I'm definitely more the alone guy. Unless I have a great partner, then I love that too. It's great to share, you know, to laugh about these memories with people. That's such a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what was the biggest problem? Going to the bathroom, money, or eating? Or is there any other big problem?
Yeah, money would probably be the biggest problem, I would say. Going to the bathroom, that was pretty simple.
Yeah.
Eating, you think maybe you're going to be lost somewhere or stuck somewhere without anything. And I, you know, I never had that happen, or, you know, maybe once or twice was scared that that might happen. But money, you know, I guess I'm just kind of never really thought about money much until so I don't feel like that's not my best skill, is learning money and the best way to spend it. So that would probably be the biggest challenge.
How was coming back?
It was tough coming back, because I guess I didn't realize it at the time, and even it took maybe a year afterwards. One of the like deep reasons I was going is I hoped that something would kind of grab me, you know, like a great job, like your dream job or something would just fall in my lap and it would happen for me. And when I finished, I was like kind of broke, living with my aunt. You know, it had been like a year out of my relationships. I moved to a new place. I was just starting anew, and just in that travel low you get to after a year of freedom, now I'm running out of money. And I guess what I had secretly hoped that I'd have this great job and this great mission to go on, you know, now I like have to figure it out again. And where do I start? I don't even know. I remember watching a lot of travel movies by myself and just crying sometimes. So, but yeah, it gets better, you know, and then it's like, you kind of learn from that lull, if you will, how you can do it. I don't think you can ever kind of get away from that, but, I think those kind of ups and downs will happen, but you know, you can learn more about yourself in the process.
What's your favorite place on earth? So what's the one place where you really connect to? Is it home, or is it somewhere on the trip, or is it just feeling?
You know, the city that I like the most would be New Orleans, but it's weird because I don't feel like I have a home. I feel very kind of like I could be anywhere. New Orleans is a place that I did connect with right away. I think something about the attitude there, the colors, the kind of gringe to it, the multiculturalness of it. You know, it's always a port city, has a kind of French, you know, it's probably more European than most U.S. cities. So there's something about that I thought was really cool. I like that place.
Okay. And is there any place in the world you really want to visit? So, like, if you had all the money you want to, and what's the favorite trip you want to do?
Well, I still am going to travel around the world, so I want to come check out Berlin, definitely. Yeah, that city, I like the idea of, I mean, my dream isn't like one place. It's like, mm-hmm. I would kind of travel around the world and have 3 to 6 months kicking in all the places I want to. And with time to come back and spend like the summer times with my family. That's how I think I like to do it. So, And, you know, places that really stood out would be like Berlin, something about Antarctica, just because it's down there and no one really goes there. That's where I'd want to go to, just see what that would be like. I'm sure there are other places, but I'm not.
Are you more kind of a city guy if you're traveling, or do you like more the countryside of it?
I want them both, okay. You know, like I want to go into the cities for the weekends, you know, or actually midweek to kind of go out when it's kind of dead, but then go out in the country and nature, you know, for the rest of the week and be peaceful and quiet. I like something about both of those. It's just maybe the suburbs that I'll steer clear of.
So you have this website, Adventure Sauce, and there are people trying to connect to you. You're gathering answers, giving answers, giving lessons. So are there any great connections and experience you got through the web?
Yeah, definitely. It's helped me in a lot of ways. I mean, the coolest ways being meeting people in person is always the best. I mean, I think, you know, my blog's still, you know, not very large, you know, like 1,500 people or so are on the email list. And so, but one person when I was hitchhiking recognized me in a Starbucks. So out of like the billions of people in the world, I'm in this little town outside of the Redwoods hitchhiking at a Starbucks working on something. And she's like, Benjamin? I'm just like, you know, I don't feel like a famous person at all. So I'm just like, what's going on? But, you know, she lived right by the Redwoods and she took me and my friend who was this Icelandic guy who I just met on an on-ramp hitchhiking out of Portland, Oregon. And she took him and I in for the night and then showed us around the Redwoods a little bit. And so that experience was like, having a blog is awesome. And it was just cool to like make this friend with this other really awesome person who was so gracious to like reach out to us. So I think having a blog is definitely worth it. I mean, that's the high end of it. But, you know, it's been other people with blogs who are kind of, you know, a guy like yourself,
okay.
A chance to meet you, hear what you're up to. I feel like it's taught me a lot. And to do that with a lot of people around the world is an educational experience not to be missed for me.
Do you get when you're traveling the feeling that people like to help each other? And is it often so that you meet people and they, I don't know, offer you help or offer you bed to sleep?
You know, not everyone is open to it, but there is a significant minority of people that are. And I'm happy that it's still out there. I felt that in my travels, I was, was it up or down? I'm not sure, like, what the exact percentage of how many people. I guess I feel like there's still a good percentage of people in the USA. The USA kind of gets the bad rap for being very inhospitable and for very good reasons at times. Because there is a lot of people, you know, who just are like, it's closed. It's like, it's just not even to consider it. But there is a significant minority of people who will help you out.
Is it hard to hitchhike or is it easy?
I wouldn't say that it's easy. I would say if I got a ride within an hour, I was like, that was fast. You know, if I got a ride within 3 hours, I was like, that was good. And if I got a ride that day, I'm like, hey, cool. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that it's easy. One of the biggest challenges in the USA was, like you said, they don't, you know, there isn't a lot of people walking around, or the facilities aren't there to walk around. So I felt like the danger was less some guy, you know, going crazy on me and more like I'm going to get whacked by one of these billions of cars that are just so close to me. So.
And you were just walking on the street, or did you try to, I don't know, go to some big places and meet people?
Oh, okay. You mean to get rides? How did I get rides?
Yeah. How did you get rides?
I got a great video on Adventure Sauce with like a bunch of points. Simple way that I would do typically is on ramps. I would get my way out of town, you know, to the on ramp that I felt would be good, and I would stand on an on ramp and wait there. Until I got a ride.
Okay.
And if the on-ramp wasn't good, then I would, you know, find a new on-ramp.
Is there any question you always wanted to ask yourself?
Yeah, that is, you know, I'm probably going to think of something later. You know, why doesn't anyone ever ask me this? And then I can maybe type it to you.
A website, an artist, or music that everybody should know about.
Recently, I've been, I think one of the things that I got out of travel was a sense that there's something larger than myself. So I've been like getting into all of these like spiritual books and recognizing like how much of a passion that was for me underneath that kind of got just, you know, I never wanted to admit it because our generation is like spirituality is kind of dorky or lame or who knows what, you know, or you're old school and who knows. But so I've been very fascinated by and I could feel things sometimes, you know, when I'm hitchhiking. I don't know if you ever had that experience. You could just kind of tell things were happening and it got me just thinking about bigger stuff. So Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, is a book that I like read in the morning and at nighttime as a way to kind of like just center myself. And I'm just loving the what I'm gathering from that book. So would love to recommend it to other people.
Okay. What's your message to the world?
I want to help people be more alive on a daily basis, more into their life, more like looking around and being with the people that they're with and doing the things that they're doing and not lost in their head, just off sad or happy or who knows what about something else.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, nice. Thanks for chatting, Julian. Appreciate it.
Yeah, me too. So,
Take care. Bye. Stay in touch. See ya.
Yeah, bye.